We're going to Luke 6. Luke 6, verses 46 and 49. Luke 6, verses 46 through 49. And if you stand, please, for the reading of God's word. Luke 6, verses 46 through 49.
All right.
And it reads, why call ye me Lord, Lord,
all right,
and do not the things which I say? Whosoever cometh to me and heareth my sayings and do them,
yes,
I will show you to whom he is like.
Amen.
He is like a man which built an house and dig deep and laid the foundation on a rock. And when the flood arose, the stream beat vehemently upon the house and could not shake it. For it was founded upon a rock.
Yeah, yeah.
But he that heareth and doeth not is like a man that without a foundation built an house upon the earth, against which the stream did beat vehemently, and immediately it fell, and the ruin of the house was great. And we're going to focus on verse 1. And why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? And just for a little while, we're going to talk about do what the Lord says do. Do what the Lord says do. And when we doing, and in doing what the Lord says do, it requires a lot of dying to self. We'll allow our own selfish ways and thoughts to determine which day we want to listen to what Christ has to say. As a matter of fact, it depends on what's happening at that time. If we're doing something that we know is wrong, we still go on and we do it. Y'all come on and go with me. Whether if it's beneficial, we will do it because we think something is in it for us. No matter if we know that it's wrong or not. We must do what the Lord says do. Time is winding up. And we got to get in a hurry to do what God says do. We can't run. We can't look to the left. And we cannot look to the right. We got to keep our eyes on the prize and do what God says do. Quit allowing the enemy to dictate you in your daily walk with the Lord. I'm going to say that again. Quit allowing the enemy. The enemy could be your friends. The enemy could be your neighbor.
Right.
The enemy could be your jobs.
Yeah. Come on now. So,
quit allowing the enemy to lead you and guide you. God says, I'm a jealous God. And you should have no other gods before me.
Woo.
Quit allowing the enemy to dictate you on what you should be doing. And now it ain't like that. It don't look like that. Yes, it is. It is what it is. It's one thing to know, but it's another when you know and you still do it. rather look like just the norm, we don't want to do it. Days are winding up. And we got to get on the Lord's side. No more time for the norm. We got to do what's right and ask ourselves what is the right thing to do. We must leave all that junk behind us. We ain't in this pandemic for nothing. God is allowing us to take a look inside our own hearts. Quit judging one another. Because this pandemic is about you. Can't do what everybody else do because everybody ain't on the Lord's side. Everybody's not on the Lord's side. Matthew 26 and 41 says, Jesus tells his disciples to watch and pray. Pay attention to what's around you. That ye enter not into temptation. That's why we always getting caught up. Because we're not paying attention. And then you need to just start asking yourself, what is the right thing to do in any given situation? He says the spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. Even though we may want to say no to temptation, which is doing something wrong, our fleshly body may be unable to resist it. That's why Jesus said always to pray. How do you pray when it comes? You say, the Lord is my shepherd. You start talking to yourself. That's why you need some word in you. Bible study, that's why it's important. Because that's the meat. This right here is just a word. Bible study is the meat. So when you get up talking about your head is hurting and I'm too tired, that's why Jesus said always pray. Pray that you can get yourself up and get to Bible study. God says no more excuses. You must do the work that I do. And do as I say to do. Everything that Jesus did was for the Father. If we do what the Lord says do, we will be saved from the catastrophic damages or sufferings that we experience when we do what we want to do. What am I saying? Just like a red light is up on the streets and we know in our mind to stop. Because that's what it means. God gave us a red light inside. It's called caution. Every time, that's why I don't understand why we do so much wrong. Every time we get ready to do wrong, God flashes that caution light on the inside. Show your hands if you know what I'm talking about. Every time we get ready to do something wrong, that little light come on and say, BB, you sure you want to do this? Don't ask us and give us a choice. And then here we go with just one more time. I'm going to go on and do it just one. Don't you know that just one more time might be your last time? Just do what the Lord say do. It ain't that easy. You ought to be glad you got somebody leading and guiding you along the way. God said just do it. Just do it. He ain't Nike. He's God and God all by himself. That's his symbol. Just do it. And the other thing is why we torturing ourselves and beating on ourselves. The battle has already been won. He died a long time ago for our sins. And we keep on hurting ourselves. torturing ourselves. Do sometimes I think we like torture. Because instead of us walking in righteousness, we always want to walk in unrighteousness. But I come to tell you today is to do what God says do, and you won't go wrong. This is a there is a time and there is a place for everything. And time is now. Time is now for us to do what God says do. It's been over 2,000 years ago. And somewhere, somehow, we ought to be ready to do what God says do. Quit running around here like you don't know who God is. Your mama told you a long time ago about God. And if she didn't tell you, I know some neighbors down the street told you about God. And why we can't get who he is and whose he is, I don't understand it. He said that I am. That I am. I am the first. And I am the last. I'm the beginning. And I am the end. How in the world do we get that mixed up? Do what God says do. There will be times in our life that we will be troubled. But we must learn to yield it all to the Lord. We must stop and reflect on the sacrifice that has already been given. We must reflect on it. And I promise you, when you begin to think about how good God is and how he brought you from a mighty long way, and how many of you in here that he woke up this morning and he started you on your way, then when you looked around, showtime, you had just a little portion of your health and strength, then you had a little food on your table. It's the little things that God does for me. But somewhere, somehow, I always see those big things that he does first. And why we don't want to listen. Right now, I like I said, it's not about you. You. And you. It's all about Jesus. You sitting around worrying about, I know I need to go to church. See, I have to talk about church because we the religious people. And in this chapter, we thought he was talking about sinners, but he was talking about religious people. You understand? So we're going to deal with the church right now. Sitting around knowing that you need to be in a church. What is it to contemplate about to have somebody praying over you and laying hands on you and keeping you up and lifted up in prayer? What is it to think about? Then we have gifts that God has given us to use. Why do we need to sit around and think about what we need to do? God is not going to come and say, Jay, I need you to such and such and such. He showed you through people. And if he's using you in a place, that's what you need to be doing. You don't need nobody to tell you. You know you can sing and you know you can write and you know you can do the sound system and you know you can play the guitar and da-da-da-da-da. You don't need that. You just need to hear God. It's most of the time it always comes through somebody else. And need to get up and get there. So you can get all that God has for you. Even in your wilding and in your thinking, he still keeps supplying your every need. It ain't you. I got to serve notice today. It ain't nothing about you. The reason why you getting this and you getting that. It's about a dead, buried, and risen saint. The one that said, if I've been lifted up, I'm trying. to me. That's who it's about. So in your stinking thinking, look to the hill, which cometh your help. God, that I can't. Yes, you can. Cause you gonna tell it like it is. No time for sugarcoat no more. God wants some baptized, born believers that'll stretch out their hand and just tell somebody to come. That's what he wants. That's what he wants. And when we as Christians, what we need to do is be careful about giving false security in life. It is not the things that we have accumulated. I just said that's keeping us. Don't get it twisted with the world offers no security. What you saying, Pastor? God will give you anything. The world will give you a setup, bamboozle you, take you out, kill you, strain you out. Then you're looking for something from them, tell you that they love you. They here today and they gone tomorrow. God is always there. He said, I'll never leave you, nor will I forsake you. That's what he said. But can you depend on me? No, because I might tell you, I can't do it today. But with God, all things are possible. All things. All things are possible. The world has nothing to offer. Nothing from nothing leaves nothing. But God got the whole world in his hands. It is the Lord that's keeping and sustaining us each and every day. That's why we can't allow the mouth of people that's not connected. Because if you're doing what I'm doing, if I was out there and you trying to tell me something, how in the world can the blind lead the blind? Sounding good, talking loud, and saying nothing. Because if we always did what we always done, we're going to get what we always got. These people have no foundation in the Lord trying to tell you something. It sounds good. It's what I want to hear. But what are you doing? They can't even take no advice, but they want to give you advice. You tell them to come and go to church with me, it's a whole nother story. That's how you know them when you see them. You just need to learn to lean and depend on Jesus. Here. Oh God. Here we see Dr. Luke presents this book as an accurate account of the life of Christ. And then he presents Christ as a perfect human Savior.
That's it.
He wrote this book for Theophilus, Gentiles, even you and me today. And Dr. Luke, I would like to say that he presents Jesus because this is Jesus. And I almost got said that Jesus wrote, this was Jesus talking right here. In the red, so we can't get it wrong today, because he who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying. This is God talking today. And Jesus uses a parable concerning the wise and the foolish builder. with authority. And people were amazed by what Jesus was teaching. But now Jesus turned to them that was amazed. He turns to them and says, there must be more than just having nothing. He says, there must be more than just hearing.
Come on now.
There must be some doing.
That's it.
Say that again. Jesus turns to them. There must be more than hearing than what you're doing. That's what he says. We need to consider this context. Jesus has been talking to false teachers and false followers. And they walking around acting like Jesus don't know who they are. That's why I want you to know in here this morning that he's all-knowing, all-seeing, and all-wise God. He knows everything about you. You can run, 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 but there is no hiding place. And now he turns to the crowd that had been following him. They had been listening to him for days. But now he says to them, he says, and why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say do? Need to paint this picture right now. Standing up, all cheering like we've been in here praising God. Now Jesus says to us, why call me Lord, Lord? And I know he had a smile on his face because he already knew who they was, and they didn't know he knew you who they was. And I know he's standing there like, why call me Lord, Lord? And y'all don't even do what I say. Why? You're not fooling me in his mind. Why? The word Lord was a title of respect. So what I know, hey, that's how people do when they want something. They'll say everything you think they think you want to hear. See, I'm just trying to stop you from the, quit letting the world hoodwink you. People, they know you can pray. Oh, we going, girl, we having something. You want to go out to dinner? We get to dinner, we talking about, can you come? I'm thinking this is a girl trip. They want something, but they doing whatever they can to appease you, to get you to do something.
Come on, man. Call it out.
And if you can see and use discernment, you ought to know it too. But the reason why we don't catch on to nothing, because we ain't connected to nothing. The reason why it slipped by us and then we go through this big hurt and let down, because we don't activate our discernment. And the reason why we don't activate it, because we ain't connected to nothing to activate it. I'm going to say it again, and then I'm going to get real. The reason why we keep having problems, trials, and tribulations is because we don't go to church. We don't do nothing concerning to the church. We got to wait on somebody to ask us to do something. Get yourself together. Get it together. There's a place in the house of God for everybody, and everybody has a place. And then go somewhere where you can be used. Don't go because your mama them went there and your daddy them went there. This. I am over all of that. I'm over it. I want to go somewhere where God can use me. Because if I want to be used by anything, Lord, you can use me. And who cares who get mad? You got to work out your own soul salvation. over with all of that, making you feel some kind of way because you worshiping over here, worshiping over there, worshiping over there. Worship where God can use you. And most of the time, mama them is dead and buried in their grave. We still trying to follow them. They ain't getting blessed and I ain't neither. Because sometimes we be in the wrong places. Let's get this thing together. Let's get this thing together because God has something for all of us. And we need to get connected to that vine. He ain't left you. You left him. He just waiting on you. We still talking about do what the Lord said do. Then you sitting around trying to, here I go again, because this keeps bothering me. Sitting around trying to figure out something that God has already worked out. We said the word Lord was a title of respect for the Most High in an honoring way. Uh-huh. And it's a title that was reserved for only God. Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah. Only God. Yeah. Uh-huh. The point Jesus was making is words don't make the man action do. Right. I'm going to say that again. This was for me too. The point Jesus was making is words don't make a man. Action does. Anyone can call Jesus Lord, but only those who believe in him will obey him. I'm going to say that again. Anybody can call Jesus Lord, but only those who believe in him will obey him. There are many Christians today go to church and profess Jesus as their Lord. And those same Christians do not obey him. But the remedy for rebellion is to recognize. Just recognize what you're doing, that's all. Right. Just recognize, say, well, I go to the club on, okay. He wake me up and I go to work. This money that I'm making, and I get overtime sometimes, that ain't just coming from the job, because the job has to be, he says, I supply all your needs. I don't have a problem with getting dressed and taking 5 hours to go to the club, but I got a problem with over an hour in church. We need to recognize the good, the bad, the ugly, and the evil. We need to recognize those things because it's all in us. Flesh picks up everything. But what do? We pray. We pay attention. We recognize. Quit talking about somebody's doing the same thing you're doing. I think out of 54 years, I think I've realized it takes 6 months to mind my own business and 6 months to leave y'all alone. That's what I think. That's what I think. If I focus on me to do better, I ain't got to worry about you. Because here's what I do know. If I'm in a crowd that's like this, because we love everybody. But if I begin to let my light shine, something about me will make you want to be something and somebody. Because technically, we all God's children. But now he's not going to force you to do his will. But what I will say, he has stretched that arm and he welcomes you each and every day. Every minute, every hour, every tell the scripture in 2 Timothy 3:1 not to be deceived by those who appear to be Christians. He says, this know also that in the last days, perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own self. Don't get that wrong in what it's saying. It's, don't get it wrong. Covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, just to name a few. He says, having a form of godliness, but denying the power. Which he sounded like he was talking about the people of the world. These people. These people. He says, having a form of godliness, but denying the power. But Paul turns the table on us and says that these evil people would be religious people. He says they will wear masks. Zealous, stoops. Their lives are corrupt. They say, Lord, Lord, and do not do what the Lord says. To call him Lord is to obey him absurdly. But you contradict yourself when you want to be this way on Sunday. And I'm watching you on Sunday. And then Monday through Saturday. The word says, not pastor, that you can only serve. Now, there is a time and a place for everything. I agree with that. But time is now. We're going to have to get in a hurry and get it right. Do we really love and trust God? If we don't do what he says do, true love, faith, it involves obedience. In other words, if we love God, we're going to have to stop. Resume our positions. Get in a place that you can get yourself together and serve God. Serve him. Serve God. That's the best thing you can do in your life is worship and serve God. This ought to motivate us in this room this morning to look closely at our own lives. And make sure we are not the religious ones that's talking loud and doing nothing. Making sure that we recognize ourselves and we fix it because time is running out. And then in verse 47 through 49, he says, whosoever cometh to me and hear my sayings and do them, I will show you to whom he is like. Jesus here, he begins to present two people. Both are building a house to live in, and both heard the word of the Lord. And here's where their similarity ends. He said, one man starts to build his house by digging deep into a foundation. He knew that a strong house needed a good foundation. Then the turn came, the other man laid no foundation. He is simply building on sand. And while both men heard Jesus, only one did what the Lord says to. And this brings me to my close. I just come this morning to let you know that only what you do for Christ will last. It'll only last if you work while it is day. Because when night comes, a heart fixer, a mind regulator. He don't put no more on you than you can bear. Have you tried Jesus? He's all right. Have you tried my Jesus? He's all right. We should be building on a solid foundation. Our choices, our decisions should be built on a rock, and this rock should be Jesus. We should never make choices or decisions without consulting the Lord. I heard a songwriter say, are we building Christ on a solid rock? Songwriter penned a song. He said, my hope is built on nothing less but Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not to trust the sweetest frame, the holy, lean on Jesus' name. At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess. At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, every tongue confess. He's God all by himself. There's none like him. He satisfied. He looks so. I'm so glad that I know him for myself. When I wasn't fit to live and wasn't ready to die, he looked beyond of my faults and supplied all my needs. Do you know him? He's alright. Do you know him? He's alright. How do you know he's alright? Cause he said he'll never leave me or forsake me. Cause he said I'm always with you, even to the end of this world. How do you know he's alright? Cause one day he died. He died.
Today.
And if you don't have a church home, We welcome you. We welcome you. Because there is work here for you to do. Oh, yes. See that? Yes, God.